Welcome to the Credit Refresh Podcast, where people come to get all the tips and resources they need to level up on their credit journey. I'm your host, Kawanis Drucker. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to the Credit Refresh Podcast. Today's episode tackles a question many of us might have wondered. Can debt collectors really contact you on social media? Buckle up as we dive into the legalities, the implications, and your rights in this digital age. I'm your host, Kawanis Drucker. Let's get into this episode. It wasn't long ago that debt collectors relied on phone calls and letters, but with social media becoming an integral part of our lives, the game has changed. In 2021, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, updated the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA, to address this shift. So the short answer is yes, debt collectors can contact you on social media, but with strict limitations. Did you know that the lack of credit education can have a serious impact on your life? It can affect your ability to get a loan, buy a house, or even start a business. That's why I'm excited to tell you about the upcoming workshop, The Miseducation of Credit. This workshop will be held April 27th in Nashville, Tennessee. It's designed to help you understand the basics of credit, build good credit habits, and achieve your credit goals. In this workshop, you're going to learn about all about credit, what credit is, how it works, how to build and improve your credit score, how to avoid common credit traps, and so much more. Whether you're just starting out with credit or looking to improve your credit situation, this workshop is for you. So head over to miseducationofcredit.com or check out the show notes to get your seat. Spots are limited, so don't you miss out. So let's break down some of the key rules. Any communication must be through private messages, like direct messages or chats. Public posts, comments, or even friend requests are strictly prohibited. The debt collector must clearly identify themselves and the company they represent. The message must disclose the amount owed, the original creditor, and your right to dispute the debt. Now, there's no magic number, but excessive messages can be considered harassment. If you feel bombarded, it's important to know your options. Remember, you are not powerless in the situation, so here is what you can do. You have the right to request the collector stop contacting you on social media. Do so clearly and in writing. The FDCPA allows you to request all debt collection attempts be conducted through traditional mail, providing a tangible record of all communications. If the collector breaks the rules, report them to the CFPB. They have the authority to investigate and take action. If you're unsure about your rights or feel harassed, consider consulting an attorney specializing in debt collection practices. While debt collectors can reach out on social media, knowing your rights and the limitations they face empowers you to navigate the situation confidently. Remember, communication is key. If you're contacted, respond professionally, assert your rights, and don't be afraid to seek help if needed. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Credit Refresh Podcast. Stay tuned for more informative episodes on navigating your personal finances in this modern world. Remember to check out the show notes for free resources. Until next time, y'all stay safe. Welcome to the Credit Refresh Podcast, where people come to get all the tips and resources they need to level up on their credit journey. I'm your host, Kawanis Drucker. Let's get into this episode.